Welcome to The Lowdown, where we journey into the shadows of history and the depths of the arcane. Each week, we unravel the ancient mysteries that have captivated minds for centuries and delve into the fascinating world of the occult. From hidden relics and lost civilizations to esoteric traditions and secret societies, we explore the untold stories and explore the timeless questions that still haunt us today. Join us as we bring the past to life, challenge conventional wisdom, and reveal the secrets that lie beneath the surface. So, grab your lantern and prepare for a captivating adventure into the unknown with your hosts.
Unlock the secrets of the past with The Lowdown. Dive deep into ancient mysteries and occult knowledge. Explore the hidden truths of human nature. Join us for a journey like no other. Tune into The Lowdown and awaken your curiosity today.
Ethan and Jake were the epitome of ordinary. At least, that's what their classmates at Northwood High believed. They excelled in their studies, blended seamlessly into the throngs of students in the hallway, and even managed to maintain a respectable social standing. Beneath the veneer of normalcy, however, lurked two prodigious hacking talents. Their playground wasn't the basketball court or the football field, but the sprawling, intricate world of the internet. The boys spent their evenings hunched over glowing screens in Jake's attic, their fingers dancing across keyboards, their minds lost in the labyrinthine depths of cyberspace. They navigated firewalls with the grace of seasoned Parker artists, cracked encryption algorithms as if they were solving a simple crossword puzzle, and slipped through digital backdoors like phantoms in the night. They were digital ghosts, leaving no trace of their presence, their true identity shrouded in layers of anonymity. Ethan, the strategist of the duo, possessed an uncanny ability to predict patterns and exploit vulnerabilities. He could visualize entire network architectures in his mind, mapping out attack vectors with surgical precision. Jake, on the other hand, was the master of code, a digital wordsmith who could bend software to his will. He wrote elegant, efficient scripts that could slip past the most sophisticated security measures, granting them access to forbidden realms of data. Their exploits, whispered among the denizens of the dark web, had earned them the moniker the Ghosts of the Net. They were legends in the making, their skills whispered with a mix of awe and apprehension. Little did they know, their latest adventure would catapult them from the shadows of the digital world into a terrifying, real-life confrontation with one of the most dangerous criminal organizations on the planet. It began innocently enough, an afternoon of casual hacking, a challenge to alleviate the boredom of a rainy Saturday. Ethan stumbled upon a seemingly innocuous server, its defenses surprisingly lax. It piqued his curiosity. He nudged Jake, his voice laced with intrigue. "Check this out. Looks like an amateur setup, but something feels off." Jake, never one to back down from a challenge, joined Ethan in probing the server's defenses. They breached the outer layers with ease, each successive firewall falling like a flimsy cardboard barricade. As they delved deeper, a sense of unease crept over them. The server's architecture was rudimentary, almost amateurish, yet it housed an extraordinarily secure vault, its digital walls fortified with military-grade encryption. Intrigued and more than a little apprehensive, they cracked the vault's defenses. What they found inside sent a chill down their spines. Rows upon rows of alphanumeric strings representing Bitcoin addresses filled their screens. A quick calculation confirmed their suspicions. Over $100 million in cryptocurrency lying dormant in this digital fortress. "This isn't some kid's piggy bank, Ethan," Jake muttered, his voice hushed. "This is serious money. We need to get out of here." Ethan, however, was captivated. A sense of reckless abandon, fueled by adrenaline and youthful bravado, took hold. He had a plan, a daring heist to redistribute the wealth, to become modern-day Robin Hoods. The news of the missing Bitcoin spread through the ranks of the cartel like wildfire. El Diablo, the cartel's ruthless leader, was known for his brutality, his vengeance swift and merciless. He demanded the return of his stolen fortune, unleashing his enforcers to track down the perpetrators. Ethan and Jake, initially basking in the thrill of their digital heist, were thrust into a terrifying reality. Their anonymity, once their shield, now felt as flimsy as a sheet of paper against the cartel's wrath. Their digital playground had transformed into a hunting ground, their lives hanging precariously in the balance. The cartel's retribution was swift and brutal. A chilling message, delivered via a burner phone left on their doorstep, shattered their illusion of safety. "We know who you are. We know where you live. Return what you stole, or face the consequences." Their haven, their sanctuary, was compromised. Fear became a constant companion, casting long shadows over their once carefree lives. They were thrust into a world of burner phones, safe houses, and constantly looking over their shoulders. But the worst was yet to come. The cartel struck at the heart of their world, targeting the one thing they cherished most, their parents. A late-night raid, masked men breaking into their homes, their parents vanishing without a trace. The boys were devastated, their grief compounded by an overwhelming sense of guilt. As the authorities fumbled in the dark, stymied by the cartel's web of secrecy, a glimmer of hope emerged from an unexpected source. Marcus Steele, a former Secret Service agent known for his tenacity and unorthodox methods, had been tracking the cartel's digital footprint for years. The Bitcoin heist, a blip on his radar, suddenly became his primary focus when he realized the identity of the hackers. Steele, haunted by his own past failures, saw an opportunity to right a wrong, to protect these talented, albeit reckless, young men. He tracked them down, appearing at their safe house like a phantom, his weathered face etched with concern and a steely determination. He offered them a lifeline, a chance to fight back, to bring the cartel down, and hopefully find their parents.
Losing millions in Bitcoin due to hacking can have significant financial, emotional, and reputational consequences. Financial loss. Victims face substantial monetary losses that can jeopardize personal finances or even businesses. These losses can be devastating, particularly for those heavily invested in cryptocurrencies. Emotional impact. The psychological effects can be severe, leading to stress, anxiety, and feelings of vulnerability. Victims may experience frustration over the loss and worry about future financial security. Reputational damage. For businesses, a hacking incident can harm their reputation, eroding trust among customers and investors. This can lead to a loss of business partnerships and reduced market share. Regulatory implications. High-profile hacking incidents can prompt regulatory scrutiny, leading to potential legal challenges for businesses involved in cryptocurrency. Increased security awareness. On a positive note, such incidents often lead to greater awareness of cybersecurity issues, prompting individuals and organizations to enhance their security measures.
And that wraps up today's episode of The Lowdown. We hope you enjoyed this journey into the intriguing mysteries of our past and gained some new insights along the way. Remember, there's so much more to uncover, and we'll be back next week with even more captivating stories and thought-provoking discussions. So, don't forget to subscribe and tune in. After all, the adventure doesn't end here. If you enjoyed what you heard, please leave us a review and share your thoughts on social media. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, keep those lanterns lit and your minds open. You never know what secrets lie just beneath the surface.